Well,
yep.
Okay, Yeshikar, we have a small but dedicated group today of Shtark individuals. So we're going to do the mission that starts on Daf Hey Amid Beis, and then we're going to do the Gemara on Daf Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara, it's a little shorter Gemara. Just to give you a little, we'll give you an overview of what we're going to be discussing today. We're talking about the concept of what makes a group of Edim, what makes a Kat. Normally we say Edim come together, they are a group. They are a group if they are two, they are a group if they are three, they are a group if even if they are 100. It all has the halachic status of one group. What does that mean? So let's see together. Says the Mishnah on Daf Hey Amid Beis, Abishnaim Edim Oshlosha Edim Yomar. The pasuk says that whether or not you have two or three people, based on two or three witnesses, a person can get killed. So, if Edis could work with two, obviously it could work with three, right? So what's the point? Why does the Torah list that possibility? El lahakish, shnayim lishloshim, ashloshim azimunas hashnayim, af hashnayim yizimu es hagimel. How do we know to do that? To make the observation that just like if you have two Edim, criticizing three Edim or three Edim criticizing two Edim, it's all the same.
Okay.
They are equal in power, in stature, and they can render the other group invalid.
Doesn't it, this Gemara at some point go into the case of if it's a group of more than two, but then we prove that at least two of them are Edim Zomim?
Ah! 1 second, we're going to do that, okay. Ramosha. Excellent. We're going to do that momentarily.
It's in seventh and eighth grade.
Excellent. So the Gemara says, how do you know the same rule is true for 100? 100! 100 is equal of two. It's a group, the same group. Tamalomer, Edim, the lush of the language of Edim, a plural language, indicates that a group of two, three, or 100, a group is a group, and they could render a group invalid or valid accordingly. Reb Shimon Omer. If Shimon's going to make a different observation, Mashnaim ain't a rugin, Achu Shneim Zomimim, Af Shlosha ain't a rugin, Ad Shiushloshin Zomimim. So Reb Shimon's at a different point. Reb Shimon is going, inching over to what Reb Moshe wants to suggest. Reb Shimon says, look, in order for both of them to get the punishment of Edim Zomimim, both of them have to be found Edim Zomimim. In the same vein, if I have a group of three, for all of them to get the punishment, all three, the whole group, have to be Ned Zomim. Av Minayin Afilu Meya, how do I know the same thing is true even for 100? Tamad Lomer Edim. So again, there has to be an entire group. The whole group has a certain status, and they all have to be found Zomim for all of them to get punishment.
So if 99 of them are Edim Zomim, but one of them are good, then...
The Edis, you'll see in a moment, is all invalid, but they won't get punishment.
What if there's two of them that are...
You'll see. It's all going to be the same. Let's see in a moment. Okay. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah, actually. B'kiva omer lo bo ashlishi lahakel el lahachmer alav. The idea of a third is not to make a leniency here, but really to create a stringency. V'lasas dinu kiyotu be'elu. So to say that, no, if you have two are invalid, then the third is invalid by association. If there's 100 invalid and two are invalid, the rest are all guilty the same way. Vim Kane, Anash Akasav Lenitva Laovri Averik Ovri Avera. So we say if that's the case, the Torah has punished the accessories to people who've done the Avera as if they did the Avera themselves. And so that says the Gemara, if that's true, Allah Kama Vakama, Yishalim Skala Nitvala Ose Mitzvak Ose Mitzvak. If that's true of the in the negative, how gewaldic, how wonderful must it be in the positive ways, Father Devane, that those people who are associated with people doing mitzvahs will get reward as well. Back to our Mishnah, and this really hits on the point that Rav Moshe was alluding to. If one of them is found to be a relative or invalid, then the edus is invalid. Okay, you have the start off with two witnesses come to testify, and then we find, Davi, you're related. It's your first cousin. You can't really testify. That knocks out the other witness. Says the Gemara,
even if there are three witnesses, right, we knock out one, so you could have said, Reb Dov, that the other two will remain in good witnesses. But we say, no, once you're a group, if one person from the group is out, the whole group is out. Minayin afilu meya, how do I know that's true? Even 100? Tamalomer Edim, it says, Edim, that once you are a group for all purposes. Amar Reb Yossi, as we get to the top of Dav Vav Amid Aleph, 1 second, we'll finish the Mishnah, and then you'll ask the question, Reb Dov. Amar Reb Yossi, b'medvar mamurim, b'dine nefashov. That's only true when we're dealing with... Dini nefesh, what is nefesh? The soul. Matters of life and death. For matters of life and death, we're quick to pass to the Edom. We don't want to get killed, people, incorrectly. However, when it comes to a monetary matter, when it comes to a monetary matter, if we have 100 edim and two are invalid, the other 98 remain valid, assuming they're okay, and they can indeed find the person liable. Rabbi Omer, echadidi mamanos, echadidi nefashos. He says, no, this is absolute. Monetary matters, corporal matter, it doesn't matter. However, that's only in a case where they were warned. In other words, it's very clear they were warned to be, you're coming together as a group. Are you? You have to remember that if any of you are invalid, you're all invalid. Aval, bizman shelo hitrubahem, if they weren't warned, you don't say the mere act. If two brothers happen to be there standing in the street corner when Reuven kills Shimon, we don't say, oh, I guess Reuven can't be held guilty because two brothers saw it and they obviously cannot be witnesses together. No, it's only when they actually are formed as part of the kind of part of the group. Reb Dov, Hastarafraga, Yesh Yecha Kushia, you have a question?
Yes. What if an independent group of other people testifies that the other group of people are good witnesses?
Again, in these Adam Zomim circumstances, the question is not if they're good witnesses. You mean, how do we know the person is puzzle? Which would you ask? There are two concepts here. There's the Adam Zomim, where we say that the initial pair, we prove they were not in that location at that same time. That's one concept. Our mission is focusing on another situation where we later identify that one of the witnesses is either a relative, which is objective, either he is or he isn't, or he is a puzzle, which means we have proof that he did something wrong. So now, if we can undermine that proof, then you'd have a point. But otherwise, like in other words, if it turns out, just for theory, because it's never true because man's a tzaddik, but if I would have witnesses, if Gavri was a witness, and two other witnesses would come and say, we saw Gavri engage in theft, so then Gavri would be a puzzle witness. Now, if the other witnesses prove that the first witnesses were lying, it could be like a whole series of things. We could reestablish his credibility.
But for the witnesses.
But again,
in this case, it's just like, because in this time there was no cameras, it's just
you're right.
People
you got it. But you've got, you have to remember, we haven't done this, but there's a very involved process of checking out Adim. So the people can't lie so quickly. It's very complicated. You get caught. You get nailed.
But like, what other evidence is there that's definitive?
No, it's definitive evidence is testimony or a previous psak
mezdim. Well, like we're saying that testimony. Like,
testimony is big. Definitive? Testimony is definitive. Two Adim, they create reality.
So what if there's just two people who say totally opposite things?
So then we have no clarity. Then we don't have anything, right? You need two Adim making the same statement who are valid witnesses.
But then you can't get someone in trouble then.
No, you won't. Again, if I have two Adim that establish something, that establishes it with clarity. Anything after that, we have less clarity, then we can't work with it, right? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Vahushi Idu Kula Matokhade Diba, this concept of all these Adim being together all assumes they are within Tokhade Diba, within the talking of the first one. In other words, they have to be a united front. If two Adim testify at one moment and two Adim come 2 days later, they are not linked in any way, shape, or form. They're only linked if they're testifying one after the other. Amale Ravacha, Bedifta the Ravina, Mikhde Tokhade Diba, Heki Demi. What does that mean within the conversation of the first one? Kade Shelez Tamil Rav. Mea Tuvit, like when a Talmud asks the Rav, how are you? Good morning, you know, how are you doing? It's a very basic. Within that time frame, they're considered one group. Amar like Chalkav Rechad B'Tokhdei Dibor, Chalkaveiro, it would have to be each one saying within the Tokhdei Dibor of the one previous. That's what makes them a unit. Otherwise, they are separate units, and none of these rules apply. Rabbi Kiva Amar Lobo Shlishli Yuma Ashnaim, Rabbi Kiva Kei, this idea that the third one is not to be Meko, but to be Machmer. So the Gemara says, Amar Rapapa Labaya, how far are you going to go with this concept of the group? Elamei'ata Harag Yatzil. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Why don't I say that the person who was killed, he was there as part of the testimony. He obviously can't testify about himself because he's a Karov. He saw what happened. Oh, the whole Adis is a Batel. How far are we going to go with this? So the Gemara first tries to get clever, and the Gemara says it's too clever. You'll see. The Gemara says, well, Kishaharu Me'achorav, he was killed from behind. He didn't see the guy. He didn't see the murderer. So the Gemara said, what about Nirva Yatzil? That's a case where a person, unfortunately, has raped another male. It's a sodomy issue. So the victim should be saved. No, Ksharav Ma'achorav, it happened from behind, he didn't see. So the Gemara said, Harag V'Ravei Yatzilu. What about the perpetrators themselves? They saw what happened. The murderer saw what happened. Oh, I guess the whole thing is I'm part of the group, and the whole group is invalid. So Ishtik, he had no answer, because that's like crazy. That can't be. Ki asa lekamei derava. So he went to Rava. Rava explained. Amar le yakum davar. The pasuk talks about apishnayim edim yakum davar. The matter will stand by the testimony of two. B'mekayim edavar akasim edavar. It only talks about those people who are establishing what happened, not the victims and the perpetrators. They are obviously not part of the group. It's only those who are Makami Dever. Then the Gemara said, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Medvar Mamurim. Rabbi Yossi distinguished between Dinin and Nefashos, Dinin Mamanos, and Rabbi said, no, everyone's together. Heichi Amrinan Lehu, what do we do? How do we make this differentiation? Remember, Rabbi distinguished between, were they coming to be witnesses? Were they just participants? They just happened to be on the street corner? How does it work? So Heichi Amrinan Lehu, what do we say to them? Amar Rava Hachi Amrinan Lehu, this is what we say to them. Lemaxi Itzitzu, Ola Sudi Itzitzu. Are you coming? You just were watching what was going on? You're a bystander. You're out for a stroll, and unbelievably, right in front of you, Reuven killed Shimon. Or did you really have intent to be witnesses? Did you come to be witnesses? Nimsu Echem had Karvo Pasole Dusin Betela. Excuse me, I skipped a line. Iamri Lasu de Asu, if they say we came to testify. We're here to testify, we're bearing witness. So then, Nimsu Echem had Karvo Pasole Dusin Betela. Then if they came to be witnesses, and they are therefore part of the group, if one of them are invalid or a relative, the whole thing falls by the wayside. Iamru Lamaxiasu, they said, no, we were just watching. We didn't come to testify at all. So my nefesh. What should two people do? If two brothers happen to see a murder take place, we don't invalidate everything. There's only invalidated if they came together to serve as witnesses. That would be problematic, but that would be foolish. They should realize we shouldn't both come to testify. Then Reuven's going to get off. It's not going to work. Okay, then the Gemara finishes the last line. Itmar Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mishmua Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmua thinks the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Rav Nachman Amar Halacha K'Rabbi. Rav Nachman says the Halacha is like Rabbi. And the Rambam tells us that indeed we follow the position of Rabbi. Excellent job, gentlemen. We finished the Vav Amud Aleph. We are one daf away from finishing the first parak.